诸佛菩萨、师父、宣公上人、诸位法师、诸位佛友，大家晚安。弟子法名朱果祥，今天轮到我来练习做报告。那么今天晚间的题目就是浅谈老实念佛。O Buddha, Bodhisattva, Venerable Master, Dharma Master and Dharma Friend, my name, Dharma name is Zhu Guoxiang, and it's my turn to practice, make a report. The topic will be a simple introduction of reciting the Buddha's name sincerely and honestly. 因为我们在两个多礼拜在圣城就要办这个佛七，这是一年一度的很难得的一个念佛的法会，所以这个题目也算是这个时间上也差不多有一点合适。 Because we go into hold an Amitabha session end of this month, and this is a rare opportunity to practice Pure Land Dharma Do once a year, so I think the timing I hope contribute a little bit for this topic. 有人说这个老实念佛说念佛容易，但是老实难，就老实不容易。但是有的人说呢，老实容易念佛难。不管怎么样，这是因人而异假如能够做得到就容易，做不到就是不容易。 Someone mentioned that it's easy to recite the Buddha's name, but it's difficult to be sincere and honestly. The other people, they say that it's easy to be sincere and honestly, but it's not easy to be mindful of Buddha. But no matter what, it depends on individual's condition. If we can make it, we can do it perfectly, it is easy. If we cannot make it, it is not easy. So I begin from a short story. 先讲那个简单的一个故事，这就是唐朝诗人白居易。他那个时候出任杭州太守的时候，听到有一个那个鸟科，也就是鸟巢的意思，鸟科禅师他的大名，所以就去拜访他。因为看到那个禅师是住在树上，就说问禅师说，你住的地方太危险了。那个鸟科禅师就回答说，白太守你比我还更危险。那么白居易心中觉得很奇怪，就忙着问说，弟子官位在身，为国家镇守山河，有什么危险呢？那么鸟科禅师就回答说，正因为你官位在身，所以终日忙碌，灭了你的灵性，这还不危险吗？那么白居易一听知道禅师在讲这个佛教的大道理，就问说，那请问禅师什么是佛法大义？那么禅师就回答说，诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意，是诸佛教。那么白居易就觉得这个太简单了，他就说，三岁孩儿都知道，你为什么讲这么简单的佛法大义？那么鸟科禅师就回答说，三岁孩儿皆晓得，八旬老翁行不得。那么白居易听了就很佩服，那么就在那个鸟科禅师的旁边呢，建了一栋竹阁那么朝夕参访这个鸟科禅师他是俗姓潘，杭州人，九岁出家，二十一岁受戒，他的本号叫道林法师。I start from a short story. This is in the Tang Dynasty. A poet, Bai Juyu, was a mayor of Hangzhou and heard of a Chan master, Bird's Nest. The poet went to visit the Chan master. The Chan master, Bird's Nest, lived in a tree. He asked the master, isn't it too dangerous to live in a tree? The master replied, you are in more danger than me. And Mayor Bai asked, this disciple had an official position governing the area of Hangzhou for the country. Why do you say that I am in danger? The master replied, just because you have this official position and are busy day and night, this cover you are if it captures nature, thus it is very dangerous. So Mayor Bai agreed and continued to ask this Chan master, what is the principle of a Buddha? The master replied, do no evil and offer up all good conduct. Purify your own mind, just this is the Buddha's teaching. And Mayor Bai laughed, say that a 3 years old child know how to say this. The master replied, a 3 years old child can say this, but even an 80 years old cannot practice it. So the mayor was very respectful and built a small house near Master Birthness and draw near to him to request the Dharma from him. He's a Dharma master, Chan master. His name is the Dharma master Dao Lin. He lived a home life in age of 8 and had ordination 21. 怎么同样的道理，就是说念老实念佛四个字啊，三岁小孩子也会说，八思老翁不会做。那不会做的话，我们要怎么样老实呢？啊，今天晚间大概从三个方向啊来做报告。第一个方向就是先老实做人啊，把人做好了。第二个方向就是要心地上用功，就从修因上啊来注意啊。第三种呢，就不管他修因不修因，不管他啊这个怎么做人，他只要真心诚意、恭恭敬敬的啊，这样子仰仗万德洪明的话，念久了自然就会老实。所以第一个就是说，平时啊做人就要老实，最少那个五戒还有万佛成六大宗旨啊，这是一个标准。真正做好，不杀、不盗、不淫、不酒啊，不贪、不争贪求、不自私、不自利、不打妄语，这些做人的基本修养都做好了，那么一进入禅堂念佛，或者一进入啊禅堂去参禅，或进入念佛堂念佛，就很容易啊上路，很容易就老实念佛了。嗯，另外一个就是古德所说的，要做到使尽偷心。使尽偷心就是没有非分之想，也不贪多，也不贪快，不贪便宜，也不怀疑，不夹杂，不间断，啊，自然而然就会老实了。那么相反的情况，假如说连做人的基本修养都没有啊，又争又贪又求又自私又自利啊，我执，凡事都想到自己，这样子的话，要老实念佛可能是很不容易的。So the same principle of sincerely and honestly reciting the Buddha's name, a 3 years old can say, but even an 80 years old cannot practice. But there are about three ways we can try to apply our effort. First one is just be a good person, watch our own conduct. And the second one is watch our own mind and develop our self-nature. And third one, just reciting Buddha's name respectfully and forget about the causal condition or forget about what your personal conduct, and gradually will be sincerely and honestly. So first one is apply sincerely and honestly in our daily life. This refers to every aspect, such as holding the five precepts, the six guiding principles, and this person will be well-mannered. And when he go into the reciting Buddha's name hall, he will be able to gather in his mind and easily recite Buddha's name with sincerity and respectfully. Other than that, the ancient virtuous one say that if we can completely kill the mind that want to take advantage, so that one doesn't strike up thinking about matters that don't concern one. Also, one must not have a loss of greed or wanting instant gratification. And don't be greedy for shortcut. Don't have doubt. Don't mix this practice with others. Also, the practice must be continuous. On the other hand, if a practitioner is not well-mannered, how can he recite Buddha's name honestly?第二个方面我们可以用功呢，就从这个修因方面来说，修因就是我们念佛的是本着什么样的心来念，只要能够本着无上的菩提心，上求下化众生，这广大的心不只是为了自己，也为了所有的众生，长远心就是不只是一天两天，一辈子两辈子，生生世世这个长远心，还有无住生心。本着这样的心是当我们的修因来念佛的话，那将念佛融入日常生活，就好像吃饭穿衣睡觉，那么很自然的就不会有疲厌就很容易就老实。在普贤菩萨横愿品里头有这么几句讲说，要念念相续无有间断，身与意业无有疲厌就是做到无有疲厌，就是很老实。另外《道士之菩萨念佛圆通章》里头所讲的也是这样子说，能够都摄六根，净念相继，净念相继了，也就是自然就很老实了，老实念佛就没有问题。 The second part is cultivate within our mind, pay attention to our coarser ground of practice. If we can apply the unsupposed Buddha mind, a vast great mind, an enduring mind, and produced mind that doesn't dwell anywhere as our causal ground of Pure Land practice, then just like the conduct and vow chapter of Universal Worthy Bodhisattva say in thought after thought, the recitation will be unbroken. Then our body, mouth, and mind karma will never tire or dislike this practice. And also like the great strength bodhisattvas, perfect penetration through mindfulness of the Buddha's name, it say, gather in the six organs through continuous pure mindfulness. So if we can do this second one watch from the causal ground, it's also easy to be mindful of the Buddha respectfully and sincerely. 那么第三个方面呢，就是说以上这些标准我都听不懂对我来讲都太困难了那么我该怎么办？有一个最好的、最简单的办法，就是什么也不管就是真心诚意、恭恭敬敬的仰仗着万德洪明的愿力只要这个一句佛号念到底，久而久之，自然就老实。所谓清珠投于浊水，浊水就不得不清；佛号投于乱心，乱心就不得不佛，那也就自然老实了。The third aspect, if say that I don't know what is the causal ground and I don't know how to watch my own personal behavior, my conduct, but if I can use my true heart, sincerely, respectfully, and reciting Buddha's name, and continuously, single-mindedly, gradually, I will have the state of honestly and sincerely. There is a saying says that if a magic pearl put it into a dirty water, the dirty water will be purified. And if we are upholding Buddha's name respectfully, our scattered mind will become single-minded naturally. 那么以上报告呢，就是说这三个方式可以单独使用，也可以交互的运用。So these three approach can be a single apply and also can use one or mutually apply. 那还有一点时间啊，就引用虚云老和尚，他也有一篇开示是讲到老实念佛的。那是在1952年，在印光大师生息12周年纪念上的时候讲的。那虚老他是禅师，但是他对于这个念佛法门，他也有很明确的开示。I have some time, so I quote an instructional talk from the Venerable Master M.T. Crow, and he.This is in an occasion in 1952, in December. This talk is in commemoration of rebirth of the Pure Land of Dharma Master Yin Guang. 那么只引一小段啊，一两小段。那虚老这么讲，他说：无论修何种法门，都要信心坚固，把得住，行得深，才能得到圆满的利益。信心坚固，持咒可成，参禅可成，念佛可成，都是一样的。若是信根不深，只凭自己的微小善根，或记得几个名相、几则公案，便胡说乱道，谈事论非，只是增长自己的业习，到了生死关头，依旧寻业流转，岂不可悲？ So this quote from the Venerable Master 虚老说，No matter what kind of a Dharma door, all of them need a solid and strong faith. A faith that is grip hard and practice profoundly. Then you can obtain perfect benefit. If your faith is strong and solid, you recite a mantra, you can have accomplishment. If you investigate Chan,You can also have accomplishment. If you recite Buddha's name, so too if you recite Buddha's name. But if our roots of faith are not deep and we only rely on our roots of goodness, which are shallow and weak, and we base our practice on terms,We have memorized, then we will casually talk about others' right and wrong. We will only increase our habit energy. And at the point of dying, we will just follow along with our karma. 那虚老继续讲就是说，所以我劝大众，那我是虚老，要坚信净土法门的利益，随印光老法师学老实念佛，学要立坚固愿、坚固志、花勇猛心，以西方净土为终身的大事。参禅与念佛，在初发心的人看来是两件事，在久修的人看来是一件事。So,Continue with the Venerable M.T. Crow's instruction. He said, Therefore, I exhort the assembly to have strong faith in the Pure Land. Follow Dharma Master Yin Guang's study the method of sincerely and honestly recite Buddha's name. Establish a strong and solid will.Give rise to a courageous and brave mind. In our life, take this Pure Land method as the most important matter. investigating Chan and Pure Land from the point of view of a beginner, these two are separate. For a senior practitioner, those two are one.师父宣公上人其实也很多啊，开示是关于这个老实念佛的，在西方极乐寺均家里头有很多。那么因为时间的关系，就是很简单的引用一段。Mirror Master Hua also have many good talk, instructional talk, but I don't have much time, just quote a very short one. 上人这么讲说，我们很不幸生在魔强法弱去佛很远的末法时代，在不幸之中又幸遇了念佛法门，念佛法门又省钱又不费精神，而且很方便啊，因为念佛就能成佛。为什么念佛成佛？因为借着阿弥陀佛在无量劫以前发的48大愿，在48大愿中有一愿说，若有众生称我名号，若不生极乐世界，我不誓不成佛。So this quote from the Venerable Master Hua's Dharma talk says that we are very unfortunate live in this the Dharma ending age, and but we are fortunate to encounter this Pure Land Dharma door. Pure Land Dharma door don't have to cost money and not use a lot of energy, and very easy, simple, and expedient way.Because as long as we be mindful of Buddha, we can accomplish our own Buddhahood. Why is by reciting Buddha's name can accomplish Buddhahood? Because rely on Amitabha Buddha's 48 vows. One of it, the vow says that if a living being recite my Buddha's name, my name, if this person not been reborn in the Pure Land, I will not accomplish my Buddhahood. Sang Ren 继续讲，就是说老实念佛就是专一其心在念，不管成佛不成佛，也不管往生不往生，一心只管念佛的工作，念得念佛念得专一纯守了，一心不乱，等你们临命中的时候，阿弥陀佛一定会来接你去成佛。 So this paragraph also from Venerable Master Hua, he said reciting the Buddha's name sincerely and honestly, just single-minded recite Buddha's name, and doesn't matter, don't care about whether you will accomplish Buddhahood or notDon't care about will you be reborn or not, and pay no attention to this matter. You just focus on reciting Buddha's name. And if you focus on it, you have a single-minded. When you are dying, Amitabha Buddha for sure will come to welcome you to the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land.那最后有一个总结，剩下几分钟，就是说为什么要老实念佛？老实念佛的目标是什么呢？有什么总的目标呢？并不是说要逃避现实，不是说在娑婆世界太多麻烦了每天要工作到厨房到学校教书扫地维修太多工作了，不如到西方净土那里躲起来不是这样子老实念佛的目标就是愿意到西方极乐世界去做阿弥陀佛的弟子，当他的弟子就是见到阿弥陀佛的时候，花开见佛就可以悟道无生，无生法忍求生西方净土，也就是为了要回入娑婆度有情。因为我们大部分的人都还不是真的菩萨，都还是泥菩萨。泥菩萨那自己要自度还有困难，更何况要度众生So the conclusion is, what is the overall goal to reciting Buddha's name honestly and sincerely? Is not say that we want to run away from the prison. It's not because we have too much work to do and we want to hide away. No, it is not because we want to be the... It is because we want to be the disciple of Amitabha Buddha. And when the flower open, see the Buddha and enlighten to non-production, then we have sufficient virtue and samadhi. We can enter the Saha world and cross over sentient being. Because most of us, we are still a clay bodhisattva. As a clay bodhisattva, we cannot even cross over ourselves. How can we cross other sentient beings? 那么莲池大师他临终的时候，他的遗嘱其实也很简单，就是说告诉他的弟子们啊，就老实念佛就好了。A great master lotus pool, before he entered Nirvana, in his will, he also tell his disciple practice reciting Buddha's name sincerely and honestly.时间到了，最后就是说，希望所有见闻者悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。May those who see and hear all bring forth the Bodhi resolve, and when this retribution body is done, be born together in the land of ultimate bliss. 阿弥陀佛。